that okay?
Breach kit.
Interrupt your supper there, Patrick.
I'm just eating some leftovers.
Take cherry tart or banana pudding or lemon pound cake or anything like Tom gets?
Today.
Scare him up. Well, fuel is 305 at the QT at Grove Road and almost 85, Whitehorse and 85. 309 here at Blue Ridge.
99 up there at that other store.
Must be going down.
Not going to complain at all.
That other one here in just a minute or so.
Pretty nice in there when I go in. It's one of the few places that will turn the pump on for me to fill up instead of having to run the car three or four times.
Hey, I stopped there Friday night and filled up, and I was probably as the lowest I've ever gone. The fuel light had been on for a while, and it said I only had like 20 miles left. I don't know how accurate that thing is with that meter up there on the dash, but I got 25 gallons in, but I had to restart the pump. It quit at $75.
I go in and they've gotten to know me a little bit now, a couple times I've been in there, and they've not had any issue with it. I just asked, hey, can you turn the pump on so I can fill up? And been no problem whatsoever so far.
That it stinks when fuel was, you know, ridiculously high. And I went in, I said, you've got a stupid limit on here. The price is higher, and you drop the limit down. I need more than this, and it's a pain, you know, it's a pain to keep swiping. Can you guys think about maybe if you're going to raise the price this much, go ahead and raise the limit too?
I don't get it, but I tend to stop at the same places so they get to know my face, and it really helps out. Even down there at Walmart, when I was stopping down there, they see me come through and pull up to the pump, they'll turn it on for me. If, you know, certain people are there, some of them won't.
Filling up there, what, twice a week? So, oh man, I can't imagine doing that, but I guess I'd have to if I was driving my vehicle around like that.
Tow truck up twice a week, Monday and Wednesday, and I fill the excursion up on Wednesday. So, it gets kind of pricey.
Patrick, thanks for keeping this economy going with your spending.
I'm hoping somebody will help keep mine going with some spending here for long.
The number of packages that we're processing or trying to process is like Christmas volume right now. It's ridiculous.
What do I do when Christmas actually gets here?
I'm just going to do my thing and not worry about it.
You work so many hours in a day and so many days in a row, right?
Correct. And I can only take so many deliveries. I can't do any more than what I'm doing right now.
Well, Shane, I'm going to jump off here. I'm going to eat my supper and watch this YouTube video and then get ready to call it an evening, settle in for the net.
Ride along. That's good timing. I'm almost where I'm almost to Gabrielle's. I'll talk to you later, Patrick. Have a good evening. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
You be safe out there and get home safely and tell Beth we say hello. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 73.